AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump has been in Tokyo meeting with new Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi. AP correspondent Foster Klug has more.
Takaichi, the first woman to lead Japan, is working to establish a rapport with Trump and steady a rocky trade relationship. She presented him with gold-covered golf balls and ordered a Ford F-150 placed outside the palace where they meet. Trump is keen to have more U.S. autos in Japan's market. Takaichi has also played up her ties with former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who Trump considered a friend. Abe, a staunch conservative and foreign policy hawk, was assassinated in 2022. Trump met with his widow Tuesday night. The U.S. leader travels to South Korea tomorrow for an Asian economic summit.
Wall Street was leaning toward modest gains as more companies report their latest earnings ahead of a planned meeting later this week between Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping. Hurricane Melissa is forecast to make landfall in Jamaica today. Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holness says people are preparing for the hardship ahead.
I have gotten so many calls, and I have been on my knees in prayer.
The powerful storm has reached Category 5 strength and is threatening to bring a 13-foot storm surge across southern Jamaica. Pressure is growing to end the federal government shutdown, which is now the second longest ever. Millions of Americans could lose food assistance. Federal workers have started to miss paychecks, and airport delays are disrupting travel plans. Israel's foreign minister says the country will not let Turkey be part of an international peacekeeping force in Gaza, saying Turkey's president is hostile to Israel. A plane crash killed 11 people in Kenya's coastal region of Kwale earlier today, while en route to Masai Mara National Reserve. The airline Mombasa Air Safari said in a statement that 8 Hungarian and 2 German passengers were on board. A Kenyan pilot was also killed. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. Freddie Freeman hit a walk-off solo homer in the 18th inning for a Dodgers 6-5 Game 3 win and a 2-1 series lead over the Blue Jays, tying the longest game in World Series history. LA manager Dave Roberts.
It's one of the greatest World Series games of all time.
The Orioles hired Craig Albernaz as manager. NFL, Patrick Mahomes tossed 3 touchdowns, including a franchise record tying 83rd regular season TD for Travis Kelce in the Chiefs' 28-7 win over the Commanders. Broncos All-Pro corner Patrick Surtain II is week-to-week with a pectoral strain. NBA, Lauri Markkanen's 51 points paced the Jazz past the Suns in OT, and Penguins star Sidney Crosby became the 9th player in NHL history to record 1,700 points. Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.